Since tomorrow's Kadasi, I'm going to read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions on Ekadasi from Prema Vibharata. And Prema Vibharata is written by Jagananda Pandit, although some offensive people question that and think that it's a book fabricated by Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Anyway, chapter 18 says, one day Lord Gaurhari went from Gundicha Mandir to the Jagannath Balava Gardens and sat amongst the flowers. The day was Ekadasi. He celebrated this auspicious occasion by chanting the holy name incessantly, day and night. Present with him were Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, Bhakreshwar Pandit, and the other resident Vaishnavas of Sri Purushottam Kshetra Puri. The Lord said, today, all of you should refrain from eating and sleeping, and constantly chant Krishna's name. Some of you should chant japa, some of you should circumambulate the temple with prostrated obeisances, and others should discuss the pastimes of Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna. Everyone became spiritually surcharged by the Lord's instructions and busied themselves with different activities, chanting Govinda, Govinda. They felt intoxicated with prema. Suddenly, Sri Gopinath arrived from Gudicha, accompanied by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. They were laden with Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam. They placed the prasadam of cooked rice, a variety of vegetables, pita, panna, sweet rice, curd, and yogurt, before the Lord. At the Lord's bidding, devotees offered respectful obeisances to the prasadam and then continued chanting the Lord's name deep into the night in an ecstatic mood of devotion, free from all material desires. Early next morning, the devotees begged permission from Sri Gaurhari and went to take bath. On returning, they sat down and respectfully honored Mahaprasadam, breaking their Ekadasi fast. They experienced ineffable bliss, and falling to the ground, they offered obeisances to the Lord and spoke to him in great earnestness with folded hands. Sri Hari Vasara, this is what the devotee said, is considered to be the most important brat, vow of fasting. It is to be observed by maintaining complete fast and without sleeping at night. We also know that Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam must be respected at all times in Purushottam Kshetra. It should be honored by eating it immediately upon receiving it. Therefore, we find ourselves in a dilemma as to how to honor Prasadam on Ekadasi. Please tell us unequivocally the conclusions of the scripture on this subject matter in a manner that would convince even spiritual stalwarts like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. This will dispel our disquietude. Lord Chaitanya replied, to not observe complete fasting on Ekadasi will greatly endanger one's spiritual life. Honor Prasadam on Ekadasi only by offering it obeisances and then eating it the next day. In this way, one can easily cross this material ocean. The fast is anyway over on the following day. All Vaishnavas, beloved associates of the Supreme Lord, are very pleased when Ekadasi is properly observed by simply relishing the nectar of Krishna's holy name. One should not taste anything, nor should any mundane topics be discussed on Ekadasi. All physical pleasures should be prohibited. It is a Vaishnava's duty to daily honor and eat only prasadam, for he never consumes unoffered food. On Ekadasi, he observes complete fasting, and the next day he breaks his fast with Mahaprasadam. And if, for some reason, one has to eat on Ekadasi, then let the Vaishnava take anukalpa, a light meal consisting of merely fruits, roots, and milk, without grains or beans or other prohibited vegetables. The non-Vaishnavas gourmandize without control, offering only lame excuses that they are honoring Mahaprasadam. They do this on Ekadasi because they are engrossed day and night in sense enjoyment. They enjoy grains and rice on Ekadasi and thereby eat the sins that enter grains on such day, disregarding the sanctity of Ekadasi Brata. You must diligently execute devotional service and respect the process of devotion. You will then surely receive the blessings of Bhakti Devi herself. Avoid the association of non-devotees and properly observe the Ekadasi Brata by constantly chanting the holy name. Try to realize in your heart that there is no difference or contradiction in refusing Mahaprasadam on Ekadasi or any other important fast day. It is inane to observe certain spiritual disciplines and vows while neglecting others. Earnestly observe prescribed vows on designated days and timings and in an appropriate devotional manner. Sri Vrajendranandan Krishna is the Lord and ultimate goal of all vows and devotional activities. So observe all spiritual vows for His pleasure and satisfaction alone. Therefore, remember to abstain from eating, drinking, and sleeping on Ekadasi, and on the next day honor prasadam with full relish. The devotees present, both from Bengal and Orissa, were experiencing intense joy upon hearing the Lord speak. They chanted Govinda, Govinda in blissful appreciation. Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, and other stalwarts felt ineffable exultation. O my dear brothers, Lord Gauranga is the most valuable treasure of my heart. Worship His lotus feet, freeing yourself from duplicity. This can help you to easily cross this insurmountable ocean of nations and experience everlasting peace beyond anxiety and death. Chanting the holy name and observing Ekadasi Vrata are both eternal spiritual activities, hence they are on the same devotional platform. Therefore become sincerely fixed in executing these activities. So at some earlier time, some months ago, I had already commented on the importance and the method of following Ekadasi and referred to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions here, which is that he wanted devotees to chant Hare Krishna, discuss Krishna's pastimes, perform Dandavat Parikrama, not eat, not sleep. Now, because we are conditioned souls, because simultaneously we are also preaching, therefore devotees are not required to chant Hare Krishna all day long, and in order to facilitate preaching, they should eat foodstuffs, but they should avoid grains, beans, and so on. Srila Prabhupada elaborated on this further in Chicago, where he instructed devotees that devotees on book distribution, devotees who are preaching, they need not chant extra rounds or perform extra austerities. But for those who were not doing that, for those who were staying at the temple, then he said that they should chant more. Or as Srila Prabhupada said, but if you're not doing anything, then you should chant more. So that is Ekadasi. And tomorrow also will be the disappearance day of Devananda Pandit. And it was also the disappearance day of Puri Maharaj's ex-wife, Ratnaranjini, about whom Maharaj wrote this little book, Simple for the Simple. And since I'm reading from Prema Vivarta, I'll continue to do so. This is chapter 13, which is entitled Eagerness to See Lord Gaurachandra. O my dear Lord Gauranga, I am to be deprived of the association of your lotus feet because I wish to go to Sri Vrindavan Dam. It suddenly came to my mind that I wanted to see your pastimes there. I do not know why I was overcome and goaded on by such a desire, but now I am regretting it. I feel like putting an end to my life. I cannot continue to live without seeing you. I do not know what I should do presently. If you remember, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described how Jagannanda Pandit went to visit Vrindavan Dam. This is his personal narration of how he was feeling in so doing. These lovely reddish lotus feet of Lord Gauranga are my most treasured object. Alas, I'm so foolish. I left them behind me in Puri. Now I cannot see them as they tenderly leave their impression on the sands of Purushottam Kshetra. I do not know the reason for my coming here. It is only my restless mind that must fly about like a loose bird. I am losing my head in this confusion. My feet drag me away from him, although my mind refuses to follow. My stubborn nature goads me on. Oh, the whimsical ways of love. They turn me into a dancing doll. Completely confused, I feel like a lifeless man. Lord Gauranga's playful ways are incomprehensible to me, and it plunges me into an ocean of distress. That which I most desire remains beyond my reach. I do not know my own mind anymore. I want to relinquish my life for Lord Gauranga, yet death escapes me. I throw myself into the ocean wanting to drown. I choke and splutter, being profusely drunk, dunked in the salty ocean water. But the intense yearning to see the moon-like face of my beloved Lord makes me quickly swim to the sandy beach. And when I search for him, he is not there anymore. My mind takes wings. Swiftly I run to the temple of Totogopinath. In the courtyard of Sri Gopinath temple, I see the divine face of my Lord, and I fall down unconscious in a state of ecstasy. On regaining consciousness, I look around and find that I have been brought inside. It must have been Gadadhar Pandit who brought me in. I faintly hear my Lord Gauranga and Gadadhar Pandit discussing me. Right away, tears well up in my eyes, and I roll on the ground, losing composure. I cannot bear even a moment's separation from the Lord, because my beloved Sri Gaurasundar always dances in the chambers of my heart. He does not allow me to end my life, and if I remain alive, then we constantly quarrel with each other. I don't know what can sustain my life. Therefore, it is incomprehensible to me what intelligence prompted me to act in this way. Although I am aware of my own nature, yet I wanted to leave the association of the Lord's lotus feet and go to Vrindavan. This would have certainly dashed all my spiritual hopes for success in this lifetime and the next. I received permission to go to Vrindavan, and now if I do not fulfill his wishes, then I stand to commit a grave offense. On the other hand, I will surely die if I am unable to see the blooming full moon face of my beloved Lord Gauranga. I am thus tortured on the horns of a dilemma. Whoever has been captivated by Lord Gauranga's love is in deep waters, a precarious situation where there is a tug of war between life and death. This is the wonderful condition of all the followers of Gadadhar Pandit. Even now, you can hear everyone whispering to each other about these facts. Very intimate discussion from Jagannanda Pandit, and a very exceptional perception and revelation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Hare Krishna, everyone.